You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Jimmy Robert is ArtSpace's current artist in residence. He is interested in the body's discipline into the following categories: acceptably invisible or acceptably visible. His exhibition Joie Noire will be at ArtSpace on Karangahape Road from the 20th of April to the 13th of July 2024. It's the third reinterpretation of a performance by Jimmy of the same title, which debuted in Berlin in 2019. I spoke to Jimmy about Joie Noire and the conditions of the body in the public sphere. Can you tell us, what are the driving themes of your exhibition, Joie Noire?
So first I have to tell you that Joie Noire was conceived as an homage to a friend of mine who passed away 10 years ago, who happens to be also, was also a mentor, and also a friend of Ruth Buchanan, who's the director of ArtSpace, and that's the reason why I'm here. So, because Ruth and I shared these friends, Ruth and I met also independently of that, of his friends, as artists back in Europe many years ago, and this person was very much a curator, an artist, Ian White, he was called, and very influenced us a lot in the way we kind of approach art and our own practices, and it's great that now, independently of him, and because of him, we are meeting and working together and thinking through things together. And so Ruth invited me to show a version of this performance. It won't be a performance, it would be the exhibition of a performance, so without the performance aspect. Mm-hmm. And we are kind of thinking very much of having the audience perform. So how is the audience moving from one part of the gallery to the next? And we're kind of choreographing this movement with sound and light. So it's a very different work somehow, but the thematics of the work are still very present. So the work is dealing on one hand with the idea of nightclubbing, the invisibility or visibility of bodies, of black bodies in particular, in the context of the nightclub, and how one could disappear or appear, or the question of desire as well, the question of also high art versus low art. So I'm just juxtaposing the idea of nightclubbing, the idea also of ballet, because at that time I collaborated with a ballet dancer to reproduce some movements from Egon, from Balanchine. I'm not a trained dancer, but I'm interested in dance, and I was helping my collaborator Courtney Henry to hold some of his ballet position within her performance. So there will be images of these steps that we kind of recreated from images in the show. And the core, let's say, of the show is also the question of how the AIDS epidemic of the 80s kind of influenced a certain generation, my generation of artists, and in many ways. So there was the 70s, the emergence of the nightclub scene, but then very soon in the 80s, that got affected by the AIDS crisis. And what I'm looking at specifically in that moment of the AIDS crisis is how when gay men were mostly dying in hospitals, the only human touch that they got was from women and lesbians in particular, that they're touching them when nobody at that time dared to touch them. So providing a certain sense of care or labor that was invisible, but that mattered, and that really made a difference for these people who were dying at the time. Yeah, so I think this question of that was prior to the corona crisis that we went through. That was, this piece was made in 2019, but I was already then thinking of this notion of touch and care and isolation or distancing. So I talk a lot about invisibility and distancing and touch within this work, and the different kind of politics of touch and how it affects one, and also invisible labor or care. So I know it's a lot to deal with in one work, but I think it just kind of came also out of this loss and trying to kind of deal a bit with the loss of this friend and see what, you know, he has kind of left behind. And since we were quite close and collaborated on three different performances together, there was a lot to process.
Your exhibition raises questions, perhaps, surrounding the body in the context of other bodies, you know, being around others. And perhaps this raises questions such as, how long does it take to look, and how can we understand someone just simply by looking at them? Do you see art as intrinsic to beginning to understand the implications of these questions?
I think I've been for always very, very interested in this question of looking and like the transformation of this look or gaze into a different materiality or a different form, and therefore question or at least approach this idea of looking in different ways and make us in turn reflect on it. And how do we look at things, and how long do we look at things, and how questioning our own positioning and our own ways of looking and ways of seeing. I'm thinking of the book of John Berger called Ways of Seeing. That was a TV program as well, which is a cult book, reflects back on this notion of the gaze and how it's been conditioned, you know, paintings and the nude, the very, you know, the difference between the nude and the naked, and how he kind of writes very beautifully about that. And then also how, you know, this has been constructed from a particular male gaze point of view, and how, you know, we need to deconstruct these views or these ways of seeing to see first how much of a construct they are, but then also how we can learn again to see through different lenses, which I think we constantly have to readjust because, you know, things are moving and images are being created in very different ways with AI, for example, now. Mm. So questioning a bit, you know, how we imagine of things. So I think, to answer your question, art has always been there to kind of help us, you know, kind of construct that gaze and deconstruct it somehow. And then what I'm interested in particularly is really how much we are kind of able to see, how do we position ourselves when we look at things, and to kind of question at once, you know, the eye maybe of like the beholder or the person kind of photographing or taking images or making images or producing images, but also us as audience, and how do we position ourselves when we're looking at something, and to kind of really reflect on that, because you're not just coming to any space from a kind of neutral point of view, and we're coming with our baggage, and we're coming with our history, and how do we look at things? How long do we spend looking at an image? How long do we look at a painting? How long do we want to sit and look at a video? And it's like, it's really interesting, because I've heard people saying, oh, I don't want to sit down and watch something for 10 minutes. You know what? They might watch a painting for, you know, 10 minutes. And how do we negotiate time? How much do we allow for things to come through a look that is longer? I'm not talking about a gaze that is obtrusive and feels inadequate in the sense of feeling observed, but it's really looking in the sense of learning, looking in the sense of seeing things, and not being superficial, and not being also being patient, you know. So it's kind of looking in a way as seeing through and learning. And so I think with different verbs or like kind of words, there's a sense of kind of spending time, which I think is maybe very much a luxury now, because we are kind of consuming things, images and text at a certain speed that doesn't allow always for depth. So I think that's how, in the direction I would kind of say, in a way, is an interesting way to kind of approach art making and this relation of proximity and bodies and this question of depth. And so they're all kind of metaphors for basically how much we allow in and how much we kind of decide to invest into, you know, one another in terms of time, how long we want to spend with things, you know. That makes any sense?
Yeah, that does. When and where is Joie Noir showing?
Well, it will then open next week, next Friday, and I think the exhibition stays for quite a while, over 3 months, so I think maybe until July. And the performance itself took place first in Berlin in 2019, and then happened first in an art space in a gallery called KW in Berlin, Kunstwerke. And then in Brussels, the year after, in an actual theater, like Black Box, called the Kai Theatre. And then last year at the Centre National de la Danse, the National Center for Dance in Paris. And I then performed it for 3 years, so I was a little bit anxious. Thinking, can I still do it? And it was a pleasure to do it. And Courtney came all the way from the US. It's really a beautiful experience. And so I don't know if it will happen again as a performance. Of course, that is also a question that I'm always asking myself as a performer. It's also this idea of, you know, the performance is existing in the time that is made or presented, and we're not around forever, and how can the work exist again and be seen again? Recently, a museum has acquired a piece. The museum is called the Moderna Museet in Sweden, and for me, it was very interesting to think of a performance being part of a collection and existing without me. So thinking of like other performers learning, passing on this knowledge to other people, so the performance can continue existing in the collection. And so same question with Joie Noir, like if I'm not around, would it be still existing as a work, and how? And since this work is so much about absence and invisibility, I think it's very interesting that we now posit it at an exhibition in this context here in New Zealand and think of it without the performative element, without the bodies, and then the audience will become the active bodies that will animate or perform the work, make it alive again by moving into the space themselves.
That was ArtSpace's artist in residence, Jimmy Robert, speaking to me about his exhibition Joie Noire, which is showing at ArtSpace on Karangahape Road from April 20th.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.